Hello, good morning, and welcome to my mobile studio. It's Paul O'Mahony, O'Mahony Blog on the internet, and welcome, welcome. I am doing as well as I can on audio mo, and I'm kicking myself that yesterday, even though I had time, I got distracted by other things and missed one, because I was thinking that I'd introduce myself, that I would say something for people who have never met me, who've never listened to my audios before, and people also who, although they've listened to it, can hardly remember who I am. So I think that it happens that people forget details about somebody or something like that. So I think, well, how about saying something about myself? So here goes. What do people want to know about me? What would you want to know? Well, you'd first of all want to know where I live, wouldn't you? So I live on the outskirts of Cork City, and Cork is located on the south coast of Ireland. It's the second biggest city in the Republic of Ireland, has a population of about 130,000. Although I'm not quite sure what the boundaries of the city are for calculating the population. But let's just say it's a small Irish city. Dublin is very much bigger. The other Irish towns are, you know, Limerick, Waterford. The other Irish cities would be Limerick, Waterford, and there are, and Kilkenny, and I'm forgetting Galway. But anyway, Cork is on the south coast. The weather is nice and fine today. It's reading 11.5 degrees centigrade on my car thermometer. Now, what else would you like to know about me? I have three children and a wife. Although I couldn't really say that I own any of them. They're all, but I do have two children who are 32 and 28, and they live in the UK. And I have a nine-year-old daughter. I've been married twice, so my two boys have one mother and my daughter has another mother, and but we get on very well. All of us get on very well, and the thing about my daughter is that she has two brothers, and she knows that, and they're not kind of half-brothers or step-brothers, they're brothers. Don't have a dog, don't have any pets, used to have a dog, and occasionally get to borrow a dog for the weekend. And when I do borrow a dog for the weekend, it's an assistance dog. Yeah, a dog that can help a child with autism and is in training. What do I do? Work. I work about half the week, perhaps a little bit more than that. The other half of the week, I take my daughter to school, as I've just done. You know, I pick her up, I take her to various other things, and I do housework. So I'm now gone from fairly recently from working full-time to working half-time. What I do for work is that I help businesses to communicate the story of their business in an engaging way. Okay, what do I mean by that? I mean that people employ me to help them to write the copy for their website and also to make sure it has good imagery on it, which tell the story. I help people to prepare themselves for making presentations about the business, and I help individuals to tell their own story. And the thing about that is that I often find that people in business are not as good as they could be about telling an interesting story about their life in business. So what are my ambitions? Well, I suppose when I die, I'd like to be remembered as somebody who changed the world in some small way for the better, whose life was of benefit to other human beings, and I'm on a kind of mission to help change the world, improve it. And I try and do that in just about every situation I find myself. I'm a kind of person who's never satisfied with the status quo. I'm always looking to improve it. And in that sense, I don't think I'm ever fully relaxed. There's always something else that I see that I'd want done better, or I'd want to do better myself. I have some things I'm interested in, which are nothing to do with changing the world. Although, let me give a little example. I was recently involved in the campaign for same-sex marriage, and I threw myself into helping that campaign as best I could. There was a referendum in Ireland, and whoopee, 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 we won. So Ireland has recently become a much better place to visit and to bring children up in. That's my opinion. I am very interested in music, meaning I enjoy music, but I don't enjoy every kind of recorded music. There's really, for the most part, what I love is operatic music recorded. When it comes to other forms of music, I like every kind of live music. I am very much an experiential person when it comes to music. I like to be present while the musicians are making the music. I'm a poet. I write poetry. No longer do I write every day. I used to write poetry every day. I don't do that anymore. I have a kind of bit of a regret that I don't do that anymore. But I regard the time that I'm not writing poetry on a daily basis as some kind of research. I love reading poetry. I love reading it. I love reading stuff out loud to other people. I love the challenge of how to read something well. And partly that is because I'm a big audio person. Other people are visual. Other people are tactile. I'm particularly an audio person. I suppose you could say that I like the sound of my own voice and I like the sound of other people's voice. And I like helping people to like the sound of their own voice. And you know, whatever, and the content as well. But to get over this awkwardness that a lot of people have with the internal self-critic telling them that there's something wrong or inadequate or weak about their own voice. I think that the variety of human voices is one of the things that makes our world tremendously interesting, stimulating and developmental, I suppose. I love cooking, but not on a daily basis. If you gave me a dinner party to cook for, I'd be happy as Larry. I love cooking for groups of people. I love doing that. What else about me? Let me have another think. No, actually, that's enough. 10 minutes is enough. Thank you very much for listening. It's great to be part of the community of Audio Mo. And that's the end of what I can say this morning. Okay. Bye for now. Paul O'Mahony wishing you a lovely day.